Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. For peak farming bodies working to directly tackle the shearer shortage by forming a wool technical advisory group, the number of shearers has dropped by 30% over the past 10 years. I spoke with New South Wales Farmers Wool Committee Chairwoman Helen Carrigan about how the Wool Tag Committee will work to attract, train and retain workers into the future.
The group has been formed with some industry stakeholders with the emphasis on getting people into the wool industry in shearing and shed hand positions, wool fastening positions, to look at the shearer shortage that we've been hearing about for several years and getting a plan for the next 3 to 5 years on how we can keep people in the industry.
Certainly something that needs to be looked at. Talk me through, you know, some of the figures here. How bad of a decline have we been seeing over past years?
There's a reduction of about 30% over the last, could be up to, you know, 2 to 10 years. The shearing industry has declined with people there. But some of it's to do with the drought and COVID, as you've heard, and border closures. So there's a few different reasons why people have left the industry or haven't come into the industry. You know, it's not a quick fix plan, so that's why we need to do something now.
Yeah, that's it. I guess you'll be, you know, exploring a number of ideas, and as you know, you come together to try and establish some solutions to trying to, I guess, bolster the sector.
That's true. And every industry in Australia at the moment, no matter whether you're in the agricultural industry, hospitality industry, trade, commercial, anything, IT, everybody's screaming out for workers and positions. And the wool industry and the shearing industry is no different. But because this has been an ongoing issue, that's why we've decided that, being based on the model that's been really successful in South Australia, we've got together these industry stakeholders and training bodies so that we can be working on the same page and addressing the issues. So, for example, if a person comes into the wool industry, we can attract a young person, because not everybody's like a school leaver. Not everybody's ready for an office job or a trade job, but they're more than happy to look at the physical activity and the busyness and the differing workplaces that shearing and the shearing industry bring. So if we can find the right people and set them up after their training with the right employers and mentor them and keep them, you know, happy and follow their path, then the aim is that we'll be able to retain them.
Yeah, absolutely. As you touched on there, I guess with the training younger people, it's not something that we often hear about. We hear about trying to get people into trade jobs and things like that, as you said, but into the, you know, shearing sector, the wool sector, it's something that we rarely hear about. So I guess making it more well known and making sure those programs are available will be key.
Correct. So traditionally, For mum and dad, they might have thought, well, they don't really want to encourage their daughter, for example, to get into the shearing industry. But there's more and more women that are being highly successful shearers and wool classes, wool handlers, you've asked about, in the shearing sheds. And if it's a physically challenging job, does have its downfalls, especially after a long day and bending over sheep all day. But, you know, they're the challenges that can be looked at and improved on. And it's a matter of just working out what challenges you want. And it's, as I said, it's one of those jobs that, even though it can be demanding, it can be physically and financially rewarding.
That's New South Wales Farmers Wool Committee Chairwoman Helen Carrigan there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.